happening.
Central Millwork, this is Chris.
Hey, Eric. Is this Eric?
No, this is Chris. You're looking for Eric?
Yeah, my name's Pete.
Hey, Pete.
I'm actually with the Bank of Cardiff. Is Eric around?
He is. Hang on just a sec.
Thank you.
You're Pete with Bank of what?
Cardiff.
Cardiff?
C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank. I know it sounds like an
Cardiff,
F.
Cardiff, okay.
Yeah.
Hang on just a sec.
Yeah, no problem. Really want me to use this?
Hello?
Hey, Eric.
Yes?
Hey, this is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Good. I'm not going to take up too much of your time. I actually just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer the bank mailed out about two and a half weeks ago. It was based
on...
Did you do anything with Susquehanna Commercial in 2014?
Oh, yeah, I did.
You not looking to upgrade any more mills or bring on any more equipment? You know, we have you pre...
Yeah. We need to talk to the manufacturer about that. But I appreciate your call.
What happened with the manufacturer?
I don't know. We need to talk to them about that.
About what?
What piece we're going to get and if we're going to get anything at all.
Well, if you're going to get a new piece here, we do have you pre-approved for $250,000 of equipment financing and working capital. So you are trying to get a new piece here soon.
Yes.
I mean, we can finance it for you. We have you pre-approved.
Okay. Hold on a second.
What piece are you looking to get?
We were looking at an edge batter, but...
An edge batter? What does that do?
It bends the edges of the furniture.
Nice.
So what are the terms on the working capital?
The working capital?
Yeah, is it through Susquehanna?
Excuse me?
Is it through Susquehanna?
No, it's through Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. So how did you get this number? This is someone's cell phone number that works here.
Oh, I have the UCC filing from your Susquehanna. Maybe they have that on file for the business there. That's
okay,
really odd.
Can you spell the bank?
Cardiff. C-A-R-D-I-F-F. If you want to Google us real quick, right on the internet there.
Okay. And what relationship do you have with Susquehanna?
We just bank all in the same network. If you get a loan from them, it goes into a UCC filing that pretty much anybody in the lending industry has access to.
Okay.
We're in the same network here, basically.
Okay. What are the terms for the working capital?
Yeah. So with the working capital, we generally like to free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales for you. And, you know, it's approvals in about 24 hours, you know, depending on how quick you get the paperwork. And we fund in about 48. And the loans actually go on your business credit.
You fund 48?
We fund in 48 hours, yes. We can get you the...
Oh.
If you get me the paperwork, we can fund you in about 48 hours. But, yeah, the loans are unsecured loans that are deposited right into the business account. And the loans actually go on your business credit. So, you know... Just being unsecured, you know, we can't take anything back away from you or, you know, tell you where to use your funds specifically.
Okay.
So what did you do in sales last year?
Like 2.7.
Yeah, we could probably get you anywhere between, you know, 250 and, you know, on the higher end there, closer to 350. Let me just do the math real quick. So, what do you need this for?
Working capital would be great.
Yeah, are you going to use it to purchase inventory, do marketing, what sort of thing?
Working capital.
Yeah, this general running cash would probably be the best. What type of terms are you guys working with?
As far as like length of loan.
Yeah, length of loan, interest.
Yeah, okay. Well, the length of loan, they're typically shorter with the working capital here. There's short-term loans. I think we can go up to like a couple months here, about 24 months, maybe a little longer than that, depending on what your specific needs are. And, the interest rates, it's, depending on your credit and, how long you've been in business for, like, what's your credit look like? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Our personal credits are both pretty good. One's in the high six, low sevens, and the other one's in the high seven.
Perfect.
So,
right, so that's
a big one, right? We've been in business for over 2 years. However, we did have a change of ownership. So from the current legal entity that we're operating under, we've been in business for, it'll be 2 years in October 15th.
So okay.
That's normally where, the big item that kind of disqualifies us from a lot of the stuff. So.
Yeah. I totally understand. And how much were you trying to, like, look for the... how much money were you trying to bring on capital-wise?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, right now, the need that we have really is some form of backup loan. I know we had a few investments that we were looking at making, let me take a step back. From a working capital perspective, this is really just kind of covering, day-to-day expenses while we're waiting to get paid, just based on the terms that we've been able to negotiate with our clients versus suppliers. There's a lag there, and, we've been able to make do just by ourselves, but, it does get tight at that point.
No, I totally understand. So it's mostly cash flow purposes to keep you guys solvent while you're just waiting on, things to take their toll there?
Exactly. Yeah, we had a moment in December where we had something in the neighborhood of $780,000 in receivables and, $110,000 in cash.
Yeah, so, that's a problem there.
Yeah. So, come January, everybody was back from holidays and payments came in as expected, but from working capital, when we say working capital, that's what we're trying to cover. That said, for example, there is a fair amount of machinery that we've been looking at getting, some that we already have, and we just pay cash for it.
What kind of equipment were you looking at, machinery? Because what I can do is separate the working capital from the equipment, because the equipment is going to be secured and collateralized, and that's going to come with a lower rate than what you're getting with the capital. You hear what I'm saying? Because that's unsecured. So whatever...
qualify as for like an established business though, or and the reason I ask is because we've kind of gone down this path before. When it gets to either close to underwriting or close to an offer, we've only had one bank, which is the bank we work with, that we're able to kind of make that exception.
So what are you getting at here?
Are you going to be able to qualify as a established business without having the 2 years?
No, yeah, that shouldn't be a problem at all. I mean, for the working capital here, it really doesn't matter how long you're in business for. That's more for the equipment. The working capital is like primarily based on sales. The rest of the factors are all secondary. If we see you got cash flow, we can assume you can float the note. It's all over. We have it. It's done.
Right. Okay.
So were you looking to just pretty much get as much working capital as possible, or is there like the specific number you're kind of looking at?
I mean, the 250 would be able to,
250 is good.
We're not collecting at all. Yeah, 250 would be able to float us for about a month. And obviously that's like zooms. I mean, normally our collections range from between 180 to 400 per month on a normal basis. in terms of deposits, and you know, and our expenses have been somewhere in the 220 to 260 per month perspective. So 250 would be a good number.
Okay, and about 200 in expenses.
Yeah, on a monthly basis, and that includes, you know, everything from fabrication to overhead.
Perfect. So when do you need this by? Is there any time pressing here? I know you say you got some receivables coming in, but
yeah, I mean, we're fine at the moment, to be honest with you. We'll probably have a bit of a tight July from a cash standpoint, just based on some forecasts that we have. So you know, if we can get something available in the next month now. I mean, would you be able to provide a line, or are we straight up talking a $250,000 loan?
We're talking about a loan. I think we don't really do lines of credits here, honestly. The working capital is the way to go. It's because it's a whole secured thing and unsecured thing. We just would rather have it uncollateralized. It just works out better for the business.
Got it. Okay. And that's we could work something out with that. And you said you do work capital loans for 24 months?
Yeah, I mean, depending on, you know, this is your first time, and, you know, the more repeat business we have, the better, but I can always double check. I'm not sure what the longest working cap is. Like, to be totally honest, most of the working cap I do is like 3 months, like, you know, 6 months, not anything like too long. It's just the whole nature of the loan itself. Like you said, you're using it to cover receivables. I doubt you need it for more than a few months. You know what I mean?
Yep. No, and that's what we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Oh,
okay. I mean, why don't we do this? Obviously, you know, being able to get qualified doesn't necessarily mean we're going to draw on it immediately. But, you know, I'd like to understand what the terms are, what exactly you can offer us after actually looking at some information.
Yeah, exactly. Are you 100% owner, Eric?
We're 50-50.
Oh, you're 50-50? What's your other partner's name?
Jamil Hamill.
Perfect. And you guys are 50-50 on that. And I assume you guys take credit cards, right?
We do not take credit cards,
no. Oh, perfect. It's just another thing I was going to have to just get from you paperwork-wise, but don't worry about that. And do you have any other working capital loans or any other thing like that out right now?
We have a line of credit.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, most businesses do. That's not a problem at all.
Before we're going to... You move forward. Where did you get our information from, or like, where you
find it? UCC filing that you had with Susquehanna Commercial Finance from December of 2014.
Got it. And you are with what's the bank again?
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so if you ever worked, if you ever loaned finance, do you have your line of credit with them?
Say that again? No, we bought machinery through them.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. That's where we get your information. All of these kind of lenders are in a big network here. And, Eric, were you looking to do, I know it's kind of far out, but, you know, you're looking more at a daily or a weekly or monthly payment. Probably might be a little harder to do if you're getting a little more short term here. But what were you thinking about?
Monthly.
About monthly? Yeah. All right, yeah, no problem. And let's see. I know it'd be a little weird to quantify but your return on investment here, because it is like you're just really using this for cash flow on receivables for the time being.
Our net profitability has been in the neighborhood of 12%.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's been what we've been getting on everything, so that could be...
Nice. All right, what are you guys going to do if you don't get this loan? Are you just going to go to your bank and use your line of credit?
If we need to, yeah. We'll probably use it over to what we have now.
Yeah, it's either you do that or you kind of just wait for the receivables to kind of come back in and try and cut expenses. I don't know.
not someone we haven't been before. So.
Yeah, no problem. All right, Eric, if you don't mind, I'll just shoot an email over to you, because with all the information you're going to need, it's really nothing much. It's a one-page application, your 6 months most recent bank statements, and first page of your most recent tax return.
Perfect. Can you do me a huge favor? Could you also send me some information on your bank? And
Yeah. So we're Bank of Cardiff. We've been around here for 14 years. Originally, it started, it was just equipment financing. But after the subprime crisis, when working capital kind of came into fruition there, when a lot of the bigger banks weren't lending the small businesses, they kind of went into that route and expanded their business here. You could always check. I'll put some info in too with the email, and you could check us out on Google. We have a beautiful website actually.
Cool. Beautiful website.
Yeah, exactly. And we're based out of we're on the West Coast mostly right now. We do have an office in London. We have another one in Mexico, but I just checked out our website. It started blasting in my ear. I'm sorry. You can look at bankofcardiff.com. Very credible business. Been here for a long time.
Yeah, that'd be good too.
Yeah, I'll put that in. I'll put that in with the email if you don't mind here, and I'll send that over.
Okay, that'd be great.
All right, and were you looking just for the working cap, right? You don't want to do the equipment.
If you can, there are definitely a couple of machines that we've held off just based on. Financing wasn't there, so you didn't qualify us for that.
Yeah, you definitely can. I'll send you both applications if you want to fill them. You want to fill them both out and get me your bank statements and tax return, and then we can just go from there and get you. My underwriters will get you the solid numbers. You know what I mean? And so before you pull the trigger on anything, you can know exactly what you're dealing with here, right?
That would be great. Please.
Perfect. Well, what's a good email I can send it to?
Eric
at Central Millwork.
.com? .com, yeah.
Perfect. When's a good time for me to follow up with you guys?
The one thing that's going to take a little time, we have to file an extension just because of some things we're waiting on for taxes.
If you have 2014, we can work with that as well.
We can, but here's the thing. 2014, we started the company. We were in business for about 2 months, 3 months. And, it's a very different. We did, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood about 180 and had about a $25,000 loss in 2014. And then 2015, we did $2.7 million with. So it's a completely different story.
Yeah, exactly. You would know better than I do. If it paints a better picture of what your business is today, then let's just hold off and we'll get the 2015.
Yeah, I can get going on that.
Okay, all right, so when's a good time for me to follow up then?
You give me a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so let's, how about the 20th, a Monday?
That sounds good. Now, can you call the office number?
Yeah, I have this number for some reason. I'm sorry, man. I don't want to call your cell phone. Give me the office number.
No, this is actually our sales manager's cell phone number.
That's like weird that I had this. 9922?
No, 972.
Oh, 972.
925. 0236.
0236.
Yeah.
Perfect. Right, perfect.
Yeah, just that was Central 1000. Jamil is my name.
All right. Perfect.
So look, can we do this though? I mean, can you definitely look into what product you're going to offer us without being 2 years? And again, the reason I'm asking this is because we've just gone down this path before where, again, once we actually came to these are the actual products you guys are offered, it was extremely limited, and we just ended up, all right, we'll talk in October, and I just don't want us to spend too much time putting out the paperwork if that's going to be the answer.
No, yeah, yeah, exactly. I'll get you all the information you need straightforward. Like, I don't want to waste your time, and you know, you don't want to waste my time, and you know, exactly. And we really only deal with equipment and working capital, so like we have tons of different programs that fit all different needs in both of those divisions. So like, I don't think there's going to be any problem with us not being able to get you what you need. Like, if you make you're pulling in 2.7 and you want 25K. Like I said, like we usually go about 10 to 15% of gross annual sales, so I don't think there's gonna be any problem there, dude, at all.
Well, we'd be needing closer to 250K, right?
What?
250K.
Yeah. Oh yeah, my bad. I'm sorry, I misspoke. 250K, exactly. That's not gonna do anything. Yeah, no, I feel you. Exactly. But I shouldn't even have a problem getting you like 270, so you know we're almost lowballing here, so it right. Shouldn't be a problem at all, Eric.
That'd be fantastic. All right. Well, I appreciate the call. Yeah, go ahead and send us that email. We'll look through it. If you could, in the meantime, again, make sure that's not going to be an issue for the whole 2 year thing. And if it is, you know, I appreciate you telling us that forward, and we'll just talk in October when we don't have that issue.
Exactly. It won't be an issue though, for sure. We do loans. People have been in business for. We do the restaurants a lot, and you know you're in business for 6 months. You just opened up, but you need cash flow. We still get it done. So that really shouldn't be a problem at all. But I'll send you those apps right now, Eric, and I'll follow up with you on the 20th. Morning or afternoon?
Morning is fine.
Morning is fine. Sounds good. You take care, okay. Man.
Thank you.
Bye.